Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Player, coach, scout, and he's one of those go-to guys, like I was talking about Terry Kunze, that when I can get him on, he's got a plethora and a wealth of hockey knowledge, and he's seen many state tournaments. Craig, thank you for joining us tonight.
Michael, it's my pleasure. How you been?
Good, good. Always good to visit with you. Now, everybody's talking about this Alex Bump from Prior Lake, and he scored 5 goals, had an assist on the other one, and they won 6-0. People in the hockey world knew about him. You know, people that watched the state tournament got introduced to him today. You know these guys. You see these guys. You watch these guys. Who is it? How good is this kid?
You know, I saw him more last year, to be honest with you, when he was a junior.
Yeah.
But he went and played in the USHL instead of playing in the high school elite league this fall. So I saw him one time. He's big. He's strong. He skates. And what I like about him, he thinks the game very well.
Mm-hmm.
And he can just hammer the puck. Watching him today and the time I saw him in person, and I saw him, I think, on TV one other time against Eden Prairie when they beat him. And he's grown his game a lot since I saw him last year. It's more just a physical game, but the kid worked at learning the game as far as finding the holes, seeing where the opportunities are. And I think a lot of that has to do with maybe playing down in juniors, where the pace might be a little faster, and it helped him. So, obviously, this is a career night for him, but it doesn't take away from the fact that he's going to be a good player. And you see the consistency he scored with the whole year through and how he's been a leading force in their team. He's got a good career ahead of him.
So when you're a scout and you see the eye-popping numbers that we all see, what do you look for beyond that to project a kid like that or anybody as to whether or not they're going to be a pro, a high draft pick? What are you looking for beyond the statistics to see if this kid's legit?
I think you're looking at some kids to see how they understand the game. And I'm not talking specifically of Alex, but I look at a kid like the Plant kid, Sam Plant.
Yeah, from Hermantown.
Yeah. To me, he's the best center I've seen in the state since Jack Conley played.
Really?
And who later went on to be Hobie Baker winner. He's playing in Sweden now. But he's a little bigger than Jack was, and I think he's got a little more speed. So he's probably got more physical upside, but he understands the game and he's ahead of the game. And you can almost see, and I call it cheating on the ice. He knows when to cheat a look.
Yep.
He's not in the play, but he looks where the holes are going to be when the puck comes to him. And everybody says it's hockey instinct. No, it's a learned thing. And somebody, his dad, who was a heck of a player, I'm sure he gave him those tips.
Well, and that brings me, you know, when you hear that name Plant in Hermantown, you go, yeah, of course, the Plants in Hermantown and dad and uncles and all that. But how much do you factor that in when you're a scout and say, okay, he can't go off the tracks because he's got too many people there that know the game too well?
Personally, I don't even look at that.
You don't?
You have to take each kid or each player on what they are. You know, and you have to trust your vision. And every scout has a different view of what takes a hockey player, what makes a hockey player. And somewhat, and I work for Kevin Hartzell in Sioux Falls and Bliss Littler in Omaha. They had an idea of the player they wanted to have. What did an Omaha Lancer look like? What did the Sioux Falls Stampede player look like, forward or defense? So we had kind of a broad outline, and then you look at those parameters, find them in those kids. Obviously, there's some baseline things as far as skating and speed and the way the game is played now. There's a premium on speed, not only speed, but speed with mobility. And then you look at the intangibles that you know, how does he play? Is he a kid in high school that, you know, when it's the game's on the line, does he produce? Not only offensively, but defensively. And is he the go-to person? And because at each level going up the ladder, you have to grow your game and adapt it. Because the game is a little different at juniors and a little different, more different at college there's probably a greater jump, and that's why you don't see many kids going straight from high school to college anymore. And
no.
A good example of that is a kid, Rao from Eden Prairie.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah. Kyle Rao and
yeah,
Kyle
Rao came. He spent, after the high school season, he came and played probably 20 games in the USHL, and I ran into Kyle. And he had a good freshman year, blended right in. And I talked to him, and he said, "Coach, if I hadn't played those 20 games, I wouldn't have the year I had."
Yeah.
Because there's nuances that aren't in the junior game. It's people are stronger, they're older, they react quicker, and you know, you're looking at, you're playing against 20 Kyle Rao's, and you're Kyle Rao. So how do you adapt to that? And how do you change your game, you know?
Yeah. Hill Murray, by the way, just finished off Lakeville South 3-2. But, you know, let's just take the USHL as an example. When you're looking at prospects that you want in that league, is your entire focus on their potential, in other words, people that you think are going to get scholarships, or do you see players from time to time that you think may have peaked out, but they can also be really good players in your league?
We pretty much look for the kids that were going to grow, whether they be a one-year player and a two-year player. Now, there was kids that we took that only stayed 1 year that probably should have stayed the second year. But when the college says, "Hey, we need you right now," they go, and that's fine. But, you know, when they come into the start of the season in August, you know, what are they going to look like in April, and what have they learned, and do they have the ability to learn? A lot of kids are physically gifted, but it's mechanically so they don't change their game.
Craig Saunders, go ahead.
And it's certainly not a science, that's for damn sure.
You know, I heard somebody say, I was at the Beauty League this last year, and they said there are guys that don't realize they really don't want to be hockey players. And what they meant by that was they want to wear the jersey. They want all the trimmings and accolades that go with it. And they might even be in the NHL. They just don't love the game and they don't grind it out. And generally speaking, they get beat out by the grinders. Is it easy to project a grinder over someone that's just talented but won't work once they get tested?
It shows up pretty quick. And when you're talking to a kid, I know the pros do it, but we did it in the juniors. We talked to the family. We talked to the coaches. We talked to as many people as possible. And obviously you talk to the kid and get a feel for who he is. And a lot of it is the body language, you know, that are they excited? Do they sit on the edge of the chair because they're talking to a scout for a team they might be playing? Or does he lay back on a couch and look like, you know, he's ready to fall asleep?
Yeah.
And when I was working for Montreal, we selected a kid from here based on that, and another kid from here we didn't because of just that type of thing. You know, what's your overall attitude? You can't hide the person you are. And they're both very gifted players, but we wanted a kid who was excited and really was, he wanted to know where we were going, you know, or what the possibilities were.
Craig, so, I remember when the Wild were drafting a guy one time, and they're looking at first rounds, they're doing their interviews, and Wild Scout told me this, and they said they sat down for dinner with the player that they might take, the prospect, and his family, and they said that the player used the F word regularly and would use it to his dad derogatorily because that's just the relationship that they had, but it was really a turnoff.
It's a huge red flag.
And the kid didn't even know what he was doing. Is that the kind of stuff you're looking for?
I only encountered that one time over 15 years. And if you're going to sit there in front of your parents and use that type of language, there's something really wrong. And I would say 99 out of 100 times, they're going to pass you by. Even if you feel that way, you better be a darn good actor and make it seem like you have respect for other people in that type of situation. But by and large, in my experience, like I said, I've only ran into it one time in 15 years. And it doesn't usually happen like that. But I can imagine they said, we're closing the book on him.
They did.
At that point.
Yep, they
yeah.
did. And
no question.
It was not a mid-level draft pick. It was a high-end, you know, it was a high-end slot, so to speak. Besides Plant and Bump that we talked about, who else do you see or have you seen in this tournament so far, seven games complete, the eighth one coming up, that really stand out to you?
I like the young kid from the ninth grader from War Road?
Yeah.
He's a peanut, but, you know, the game's changed since over time. I mean, he's way too small, but he's probably going to get a growth spurt, and hopefully he's got great mobility.
Yeah, he can skate, can he?
He can go side to side, and he's got great A to B quickness.
Yep.
And, I mean, that's, Kaprizov's not the fastest guy in the league, but A to B, he's pretty darn quick. And you have to have one of those two things because each level you go up, if you're forward, if you got to be able to separate if you're going to be a top six forward as far as getting that one step on the defenseman or your back checker and be able to make a play off that. And now if you're just a third or fourth liner, it's not so important. But a lot of guys are great players at the minor league level, put up big numbers at the minor league level, but they're on the smaller side, and there's been a number, especially back when the rules were more, you know, they'd allow you to mug a guy and hook and basically have him tow you down the ice. There was some guys that just couldn't separate who maybe got 100 points at the AHL, but they'd never be a top six forward, and they couldn't be a third or fourth liner.
Sure.
They weren't
built that way. Yeah.
And so there's, and I, like I said, it's, you know, I think if you ask all 32 GMs in the league, and I think there's 32 teams now, right?
Yeah.
They would love to have the draft age go back to 20.
I would think so.
Yeah, that ain't happening. But
I mean, that 18-year-old's a crapshoot. They don't do that in other leagues. I don't know why they do, you know. In the hockey. Hey, Craig, we're out of time, but thank you so much for giving us some time tonight. Always fun to visit with you.
Mike, thank you. I'm always available to talk to you, and maybe we can just sit down and have a coffee sometime.
You and I and Kevin Ziegler will do just that, all right?
You got that. That's a date. All right.
Craig Sarner, nice to
be good.
You too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.